Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the motherfucking Joe Howard Show!
Is this Joe?
Yo, man, welcome to the motherfucking Joe Howard Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Willie Ruiz, man. I went to school with him. He's the only guy on planet Earth to ever kick my ass. And that's what this pod show is about, because I'm not fucking happy about it.
I'm
going to tell you what went down, and tell me if you remember it like this, because this is what happened. So... Willie's just an ass-kicking Puerto Rican. That he's just from a family of just straight ass-kickers, man. Good athletes, just way bigger than everybody else at that age. And we were talking some shit. I don't know how it happened. I think Scott was pussying out, and he was supposed to be the toughest one of everybody, but he didn't want none. So I stepped up, and I started talking some shit to Willie. And after school, he beat the living shit out of me in the girls' softball field. That's how it went down, dude.
No, it was in front. It was in front of the school.
It wasn't in front of the school, dude. It was inside the softball field. I'm telling you, I know where I got my ass kicked. And not only that, halfway through it, Brian Berlew stepped in. I'm gonna have to beat his ass too now. Anyway, I saw Brian not too long ago. Oh, by the way, just because everybody yells at me about my podcast, this is a show about the only man who ever kicked Joe Howard's ass. That's all I wanted to say. So anyway, so what have you been up to, man? You be creeping on my...
No, man.
Yo, you've been over-commenting.
What?
You've been over-commenting on my page, dude. That could result in an ass-whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. It's the only way to get your attention. I was dying to talk to you, man.
I know, man. I figured it would be a good time just to do a pod show. And, dude, do you feel bad about being bigger than everybody and beating the shit out of the littlest one in the crowd? I mean, come on. Come on, dude. You got to feel bad about that.
I don't remember being the biggest one.
Brian Berlew, and Billy Knight. Dude, I was calling you a Puerto Rican and shit. That's what got me fucked up. Can't be rolling the PR word. You know what I mean?
No, it's all right. But listen, I was being, like, bullied by you, Mark... Billy, Scott.
That's an Armstrong Street team right there, kid. You don't know about that.
I was like the only one. I was like, holy shit, I'm getting picked on every day.
Yeah. Well, dude, you weren't the right color. I mean, what can I tell you? I'm just kidding. No, you weren't getting picked on. I mean, we liked you, man. You were funny as shit. But I think there was always going to be one king of the hill. You know what I mean?
No, but I miss you guys, man, because... I don't even think you know what happened, man.
I don't.
As soon as we graduated from J.C. Silver, right, and then we were going to junior high. Mm-hmm. Like 3 weeks later, my parents fucking moved us to Puerto Rico. I didn't even know that we were moving to Puerto Rico.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucked, man. It was like one big surprise. I came back from roller skating. All right. It was a Saturday night. I came back home. And then there was boxes all over the fucking place. I said, Mom, Pop, what's all this shit? Oh, we're going to Puerto Rico tomorrow. Really? I mean, I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to nobody. I mean.
It's crazy.
It sucked, man. My whole life sucked after that.
Yeah, well. You should have said something, man. We could have moved you to Armstrong Street. You know what I'm saying? You could have been on our gang.
Well, I did. Remember that? I came back in 87, I believe. And then Scott Bourne said, to fight somebody, some gang in Old Bridge or something. And then I went with you guys. And then Scott Bourne said, let's get out of here because they got more people. And I said, no, Scott, let's stay. Let's just fight. But Scott Bourne, you know, he didn't want to continue with the battle. So
no, that was against against South Amboy, dude, not Old Bridge.
Oh, okay, South Amboy. It was something like that.
It could have been South Amboy or Cliffwood Beach. Who knows?
Yeah, it was something like that. I'm not going to remember, but I remember, you know, it was us against whoever it was. But and then when it was like 10 of us or something like that, and it was like 20 of them. So,
dude, do you remember in the fifth grade when we were going to beat the shit out of the sixth graders? Remember that? We all wore number shirts to school, and they broke it up. We were going to beat the shit out of the grade above us.
No, I don't.
We're fucking crazy kids, dude. Anyway, so what do you remember the most about beating the shit out of me, dude?
I don't remember nothing. The only thing I remember, I mean, I remember fighting Billy at the softball at the field.
No, Billy wouldn't fight anybody.
No, because me and Billy fought, and I remember it was in a field, in a softball field, and then you were out in the front of the school.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was in the softball field. I know for a fact. I walked back.
Really?
There. Yeah, dude, you were fucking throwing laser beams at my face. I'll never forget it. I think you've.
Oh, well, you're all head.
I know you couldn't miss, I guess, but dude, those are some those are some lightning quick punches, man.
You know what? To be honest with you, Joe, I don't really remember, you know. But the only thing I know that you gave me a good fight too.
Remember Joe Gibbons?
Yeah, little Gibby. You know, that's where it all started. Yeah.
Dude, me and you were in like the special classes together. That shit continued on for me forever, man. I was in the ACE program. I was in all the programs where people couldn't concentrate. I think I was ADHD before it even came out.
Yeah, you and me were. Yeah, you and me. I was sent to all at school.
Dude, I got sent to Eisenhower, and I had the meanest teacher in the world, Miss Gatiss. Damn, dude, she was fucking mean.
Miss Gatiss. Yeah, I heard of her.
She used to call me stupid and shit all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, I don't know. I just had no interest in school. Like, I couldn't...
Yeah, I never had either. Remember, you and me were always giggling, laughing, and getting in trouble.
I know. And they should have put us in a class then where we could have, you know, they could have helped us. But back, like, if it was school now, we would have got all the help in the world. But back in the day, they're like, oh, these guys are fucking retarded. And they just
put us in all kinds of...
And the teacher just put us in a certain class in the afternoon just to get rid of us so they didn't have to spend the whole day with us.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit.
That's what I think. Anyway, I ran into Brian Berlew a couple years ago. I went by his house. He bought his grandmother's house, I guess, right on South Pine.
Well, he bought another place now, across from Al's Auto Body.
Oh, no shit. In Morgan, right?
Yeah, he extended his business.
Dude, what are you doing now? Because I see you smoking cigars like you've arrived or something. What are you doing?
That's once in a blue moon, man.
Come on, dude. Every picture you got a cigar in your mouth. What are you, famous? What do you look like, fucking Tony Orlando?
Tony Orlando.
I'm just kidding. No, what are you doing now for work?
Well, I was a truck driver for like 25 years.
Like over the road?
Yeah. Well, no. I was home the same day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, short hauls. Yeah, just... But, yeah, I lived in Massachusetts for, like, 12 years.
Fuck that place.
I
call it Massachusetts.
But, I have a son, because I met someone there. She lived in Braintree, and then we met, and we had a kid, and I was with her for 7 years. And then we broke up. And then I stayed for a little while. And then I came back in 2009, I believe, something like that. But, yeah, that's why I became a Patriots fan, because I was never into football until I went to, you know, Massachusetts. And then
Is Brockton pretty rough?
Yeah, Brockton's pretty rough, yeah.
I got a lot of friends from there.
Yeah, I see. You got that one there.
My friend John. There's a lot of people from Brockton. My friend George.
Okay.
Eric, all these
guys.
Yeah,
Brockton's pretty tough, yeah.
All right. So anyway, dude, now you're living in Sayreville, man. This isn't my number. This is just to my pod show. So I'm just going to...
All right.
I don't want to bore people. Not that you're boring. I think the stories are great, but no one really knows besides the people in Morgan. But I just wanted to make a show and just have you call in. Of the only guy who ever kicked my ass. I'm not counting. No, it's not live. I'm not going to count the time Scott jumped me from behind off the school bus, because that was some pussy shit. That doesn't even count as a victory. So I'm the only one that went face to face with you, and you're the only one ever out of my 49 years to kick my ass. I just want to congratulate you on that. And my bottom row of teeth are all fucked up still. And I got like this floater in my left eye. I appreciate it, man. All good.
Really? I did that too?
Yeah, dude. That's why I want a fucking rematch. It's in a goddamn game. I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that again. That shit, man. You fucking hit hard. I have nightmares.
I have nightmares, dude. I apologize, man. I didn't even know. The only thing I knew, I was surrounded by you, Scott Borland, Mark. You know, Mark
and Billy Oldenburg. Yeah, all those guys had older brothers except me. But you picked on me, man. That's how it went down. Now, I deserved it. I was talking some shit, dude, and you shut me up. That's the bottom line. I was running my mouth, and you whooped the shit out of me, and there's nothing else to say about it. I fucking deserved it. So don't feel bad. All right?
Oh, man. But I feel bad when you just told me that you got something, you know, wrong with your eye and your mouth and shit, you know?
Yeah, my mouth hasn't stopped running since then. That's all your fault. All right, well, listen, dude. It's great talking to you. We'll catch up again, man.
You're comical, man. You're a comical person.
Thanks, brother. Hey, man, I love you, bro. You're my Morgan brother forever.
Hey, same here, bro.
All right, Willie. Take care, brother.
All right, God bless you.
You too. Bye. It's fucking perfect.